Our second gospel reading comes to us from the Gospel of John, starting at the very beginning of this gospel, chapter 1, and we'll be reading the first 14 verses. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, and the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of the man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of as a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. How far that little candle throws his beams, so shines a good deed in a weary world. That's Shakespeare from the Merchant of Venice. Or from Eleanor Roosevelt, it is better to light a single candle than to curse the darkness. Or from Francis of Assisi, all the darkness in the world cannot extinguish the light of a single candle. Friends, Christmas has finally arrived. If you have gone on this Advent journey with us, there's been Advent devotionals, a joy gift service, Carol Fest, weekly services, not to mention all that is going on in your homes during the month of December, all in preparation for last night and today, that Christ has come into the world. The long-awaited Messiah is among us. And all during Advent, we celebrated the coming of God's true light into the world. The first candle was lit 4 weeks ago, reminding us of hope, followed by a growing light as the candles of peace and joy and love were offered each Sunday. Yesterday afternoon and evening, we shared the light with others as we lit a host of glow sticks and candles. And today, the service begins with all the candles lit, for Christmas is here. This is a time of celebration and great joy. The darkness has been banished, and the light of the world, Jesus Christ, has come. And friends, that doesn't mean that darkness is gone. When the world was created, there was day and there was night. But it does mean that Christ's love, Christ's light, beams bright in the world. This is the Christmas charge. On Christmas and in the Christmas season yet to come, we give thanks that in the fullness of time, God's Word became flesh to live among us, full of grace and truth. Truth about what the world is and what it could be or should be. Grace as a gift of love, that free gift with no strings attached. And it's there in the last verse of the passage we just read and heard. and the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. So on Christmas and the Christmas season yet to come, we proclaim and celebrate the great and wonderful news of great joy for all the people, that God has sent us the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. On Christmas and in the Christmas season yet to come, we join the triumph of the skies and with the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. For the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And on Christmas, and in the Christmas season yet to come, we bear witness to the light of Christ that has come into the world, the light that darkness cannot overcome. And on Christmas, and in the Christmas season yet to come, we continue to rejoice in the wondrous gift of Emmanuel, meaning God with us, the gift that comes in Jesus Christ. Friends, this is the great and wonderful news, that Christ, the Word of God made flesh, was there from the beginning, was there when creation was created, and Christ brought light to a world that was in desperate need of it. And this Word of God became flesh, came to us in a manger in this town of Bethlehem and dwells among us all and brings us grace and brings us truth. And this Word lived among us, not as a guest or a traveler just needing a place to stay for the night, but as a resident. The Word dwells among us in an incredibly intimate, deep, personal way. And that is great news indeed. We proclaim this in our call to worship at the beginning of the service and in our scripture, that the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, for a child has been born for us. A son has been given to us. And he is a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. To us is born in the city of David a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. Christ is born. And with this child, and with the Word that became flesh and our Savior, the Advent blessings of hope and joy and peace and love become reality. A reality that is among us today. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. And so we go. We go as witnesses to this great and wonderful news. If the world is going to know the truth about Christ, about this wonderful counselor, this Prince of Peace, of the Messiah, it will come partly through us witnesses. Towards the beginning of our passage this morning, we heard that in Christ was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Yes, the light does not vanquish the darkness forever. And yet, from the moment this divine will entered creation, creation was never the same. The world would never again be defined as darkness or chaos, but there would always be light. God has not left us to stumble along as best we can. God loves us enough to come alongside us and do something decisive about the problem between us and God, that God sent his Son Jesus, the Word, to walk among us. Jesus will go on to tell his group of ragtag followers, knowing full well of their limitations and of their faults, that you are the light of the world. Shine. We have gifts that have been given to us, the gifts of grace and the gifts of truth. These gifts have been given to us from God, free gifts with no strings attached. And so we share generously and share faithfully. And it's our turn to use our gifts, gifts given to us as individuals and a community. And it's our honor and privilege to get to take this light out into the world, sharing this great and wonderful news. Friends, you are the light of the world. Shine and share. Amen. Friends, Merry Christmas. May we go tell that great and wonderful news that Jesus Christ is born, that the Word is with us, and that we can take that light and that Word out into the world, a world that needs to hear the good news in deep ways. And as we go, may we go knowing that the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is with you this day and always. Amen.